wanted to thank you for coming in attendance to this symposium. Would also like to thank Dr. Stuart Reitz for his co-organization of this symposium. I need to be completely honest with you. This is my first National ESA Symposium. So without Dr. Reitz, I would have still been trying to figure out who to invite. So if this is a successful symposium, right there is where all the credit goes. So thank you. We wanted to bring this symposium to the ESA because Western flower thrips is a very invasive species spreading across the world. It's continuing to increase in its issues and problems. It attacks our high-value crops, and therefore we try to find and use everything we can to control this species. Therefore, it does also come with its problems. Potential resistance develops, getting on a spray treadmill that we cannot control this species. So we are finding in many parts of the world that IPM really is the answer to this species. But that is dependent upon what area you're at, and that is why we are here today, to bring all of this information forward, get it all out on the table, and then to talk about future actions, future steps that we can do to manage this important pest. Here is the program that we have on schedule today. You can see the prestigious group that we have here, and looking forward to hearing from them, in fact, all across the world. So some people have come many hours to get here to share their information and knowledge with us. So as we go through this presentation, we will have a break here at about 10:05 till 10:20. And then at the end, the very last presentation was due to each one of the speakers sending in summary slides that I could put into my presentation. So not only did they spend many hours in preparing a 20-minute talk, they also sent conclusion slides in advance of this seminar. That was very, I hope you will find, is very helpful. But the most important part, I think, of that presentation is the discussion that we would like to have on what we should be doing in the future to manage this important pest. So I'm going to speak as little as possible and allow the group to spend more time in discussing the solutions. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the setup here for the speakers who have their presentation being recorded. We would like for you to use the mouse up here so that the recording can capture what you're pointing at as you speak. If you're not being recorded and you feel more comfortable using a laser pointer, we do have one of those up here, but it's a matter of preference and use what is comfortable for yourself. Also, we need to talk about the infamous timer. Dr. Reitz will be managing that here on the first half, and then I'll manage it on the second half. It will go off right at 18 minutes, and Dr. Reitz will stand, and then it will go off right at 20 minutes, and then he will walk towards the podium and politely see if we can go to the next presentation. So with that, one other thing I did want to mention. In case there's a fire, go out this door to the left, go outside, or if that's blocked, go to the right and walk towards the A wing. If we have any medical emergencies, right by the coffee stand out here is a plus sign signifying safety or emergency, and there's a red phone that you can call the conference center and get immediate action.